here's a story from The World.
With just 9 days left for the Trump administration, today a big shift in U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East, which could have long-lasting effects. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. will designate Yemen's Houthi rebel movement a foreign terrorist organization. This could seriously complicate future efforts to deal with Yemen's humanitarian crisis and bringing the war there to an end. With us is the Yemen spokesperson for the Norwegian Refugee Council, Riona McCormick. She joins us from Aden. We need a quick reminder, Riona, who the Houthis are and what they represent to the State Department, specifically under Mike Pompeo.
Ansar Allah are otherwise known as the Houthis, and they are the movement that took over the capital of Yemen, Sana'a, about 5 years ago, which sparked the U.S. to get involved in a Saudi-led coalition in support of the Yemeni government to attempt to remove them. The significance for the United States has been that there are accusations that the Ansar Allah movement are backed by Iran, which of course for the U.S. has broader regional considerations. And so it seems clear that this latest move is part of that regional strategy to try and minimize Iranian influence in the region.
This is quite fresh news. What is the reaction from Yemen? Do most people think this planned designation of Houthis as foreign terrorist organization was politically motivated?
Well, the news came in for us in Yemen time just this morning. So people are really trying to get to grips with it at the moment. There's been mixed reactions here in Yemen. Ansar Allah, otherwise known as the Houthis, have come out and in turn accused the United States government of acting in a terrorist way. Other reactions from aid organizations have been the same message that has been given to the United States government for the last few months when such a move was being suggested, which is that on many levels, this would be catastrophic and it would certainly have a widespread impact on the humanitarian situation here and the ordinary millions of Yemenis who are trying to live their lives.
Your organization, the Norwegian Refugee Council, what are you looking at?
We're concerned about what the implications of this are going to be for our ability to run an office, hire staff, get goods into the country, get critical supplies like food and water and supplies to help fight COVID around the country to the communities who need it the most, get materials for building emergency shelters. And more widely, the kind of impacts that we're looking at are that really the feeling is that this would be devastating for the Yemeni economy, which is already in ruins after more than 5 years of sustained violent war.
So is it your expectation that the incoming Biden administration will reverse this planned decision to label the Houthi rebel movement a foreign terrorist organization?
It may not be possible to reverse this decision. And if not, then it is possible to put in place the kind of protections and safeguards that are needed. So these would be safeguards immediately for all humanitarian activities and humanitarian supplies. It would be also safeguards so that imports of critical food and other supplies can come in and out of the country. That would go a long way towards mitigating or softening some of the impacts of this designation. As for the rest, I suppose we will have to see on the 20th of January when the new administration comes in. We are asking for the Biden administration to make Yemen one of its number one priorities on day one.
Riona McCormick, the Yemen spokesperson for the Norwegian Refugee Council, speaking with us from Aden. Thank you very much, Riona.
You're very welcome.